But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit. Being a reflection of someone means that we mirror them almost to the T. What that person does, we do as well. If they're good or bad, and if we're made in their image and likeness, then we will follow suit. A mirror is an object that reflects light. They are used most commonly for personal grooming or admiring oneself, or for even viewing an area behind you, such as when you're driving in your car. Mirrors are used in many other ways, such as in cameras, and telescopes, and industrial machinery. But can you imagine a world in which there are no mirrors? And if there is no mirrors, then how will we know what we look like? Hello again, God's beautiful people, and welcome to another episode of 5 Minutes. It's the show that's committed to bringing you uplifting and inspirational word to help you through those hard times. In our series this month, we are discussing the purpose of glorifying God by being a reflection of His image. In 1985, John Piper, in his sermon, explained the glory and function of a mirror. He said the glory of a mirror is to put its face to the light and then let light shine. This is what mirrors are made for. This is the deep longing of the heart. But then sin entered into the world, and the first manifestation was Adam and Eve's discontent with being mirrors. To reflect the glory of God means to be God-like, in other words, godly. When Adam and Eve fell, the experience was lost, and ever since then, we have been trying to regain that experience. A mirror is designed to receive light and channel it for the good of others, and prayer is designed to do the same thing. We receive light from Jesus Christ, and through Him we are transformed into His image. The value of a mirror is not in itself, but in its potential to let something else be seen. And the value of prayer is not in itself, but in its potential to let the power and beauty of God be seen. In Matthew 5:16, it reads, "To let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." That means that when we walk in the light of Jesus Christ and bear fruit, we bring glory to God. A mirror is utterly dependent on the source of the light from outside itself. And prayer is the posture of the childlike, utterly dependence on the resources and kindness of the Heavenly Father. Without the light, we would be in darkness. Jesus Christ is a true light that gives light into the world so that every man can see his way to Him. We are dependent on Him. Now, we must keep in mind that a mirror can only reflect what is truly before it. If what stands before it is good, true, and lovely, then that will be the reflection. But if it's not, then we will see ourselves just as we are. We have the ability only through Christ to change our spiritual reflection and be reminded that whatever it reflects is what it sees. When a believer receives Jesus Christ as his Savior, he's given the privilege to stand face to face with Christ. When we are transformed into His image, this means that we understand the glory of the Lord and we progress and grow from one stage of glory to a higher one. All of creation shall glorify God and give Him praise. The pathway to this is to surrender to God's will completely. It includes denying oneself daily and following Jesus. God has laid out the plan just as He told Jeremiah that He had plans to prosper him, but we must submit to His will. But what's the assurance of all this, and how do I know that God's plans and purpose will be fulfilled in my life? Well, if we cry out to Him, then He will hear us and then make us into the image of His Son. Sin at one time had us separated from God, but through His plan and our surrender, we can reflect His glory forever and ever. Our purpose is to glorify God by being a direct reflection of Him and magnify Him through praise and to honor His commandments. It is our duty as Christians to bring His glory to the knowledge of the world. But when sin got in the way, the reflection was distorted and became dim, and we no longer can see the image of God. In our own natural self, we want to be our own natural reflection. We want others to see us as we think we are. But that image is not an image of God and has been distorted and wrecked. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them. Well, that's my time. I pray that you all have a blessed week. Walk in the glory of God and watch things happen for your good. One love, 5 minutes.